Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Q104, good morning.
Kenny Atkinson's Cavaliers win this ball game tonight by the final of 114-106. The dream start to the season refuses to come to an end. The Cavaliers have now won a lucky 13 in a row to become just the sixth team in the history of the NBA to open a season 13-0.
Woo! 13-0. Can you believe it?
I can believe it.
You can believe it.
With the way they've been playing, I haven't even been watching the games, but just purely based on your emotion the morning after the games, I know they got to be doing pretty good.
Look, I'm one of the biggest Cavs fans out there. I have been my entire life. I've never seen any NBA team go 13-0. I guess it's happened six other times. I just don't remember that.
My question is, going into this season, Did you think that they were going to plow through like this?
Not like this. It's not like they had a bad year last year. I mean, they made it to into the second round of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a matter of, you know, we've got a new coach. And now how do we win with the players that we have? How do we get Donovan and Darius mm-hmm. and Jared Allen and Evan Mobley to all play well together?
So there wasn't any, like, crazy good, like, draft picks or anything that we got this year?
No, not this year.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, so this is just, they're making it work. It's a well-oiled machine.
But Darius Garland was hurt a lot last year.
Oh, okay.
And this year it's just all come together. And, yeah, let's ride this as long as we can. The Cavs frog did it again.
She did.
If you don't know what we're talking about when we say the Cavs frog.
I already posted it on our Instagram this morning at the Q Morning Show.
Check our Instagram at the Q Morning Show because there's this dancing frog that is now synonymous with the Cavs winning a game. And now the Cavs frog is all over the city. The Cavs frog was here yesterday. And there's video of that as well at the Q Morning Show. And we're going to meet the creators of the Cavs frog, the brain trust behind the Cavs frog.
We're going to get the lore behind this Cavs frog, because I know I was curious the other day. I was like, did I miss something? Is this a inside joke that I'm just not in on? But no, it is an inside joke for all of us.
Yeah.
Everybody in this city, we're all in on it. So get in on it.
So we're going to learn more about the dancing Cavs frog about an hour from right now. Also this morning, Hash It Out, right around 7:25, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. 7:55 this morning, we'll have Magic of Lights tickets later on this morning. It's also Red Cup Day at Starbucks.
I saw that.
This is the day that if you go to Starbucks, you will get a free reusable holiday cup when you buy a holiday beverage, and then you can bring that cup back to Starbucks in the future, and you get 10 cents off your order. And then if you're into Starbucks rewards, then you get even more discounts. Isn't this the day, though, the Red Cup Day? Isn't this the day that Starbucks employees absolutely dread? I feel like I've talked about that before.
Don't quote me on this, but I would have to imagine that this is not one of their favorite days of the year.
Yeah, this is the day that has caused Starbucks employees to either walk off the job or try to form a union or something like that.
So note to self, please be kind to your barista.
Yes.
Please.
Go get your coffee this morning, but be patient.
And be nice.
Yes, always be nice. Good vibes on the way at 6:55 this morning. Good reminder. The Q Morning Show, it's Q104.
Q104.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. Alyssa, did you grow up as a Full House kid?
Kind of. Yeah, I would come home from school and watch Full House, especially in like middle school. It was definitely my jam. I'd watch that and then Grounded for Life. Ugh.
I remember watching the show. When did that show first come out?
Full House?
Yeah. I should probably have known that before I started talking about it.
I'm going to take a guess here. 88. Let's see.
I just remember watching it later in life. I don't remember coming home from school and watching it.
First episode, 87.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So before I even thought. But I was sad to read about Dave Coulier, Uncle Joey. He announced yesterday he's been diagnosed with stage 3 non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Doctors said that his cancer was very aggressive at first, but he had a bone marrow test, and that test was negative. So I guess what he was saying is chances of a cure are now brought up to the 90% range. So that's good.
Well, that's great news.
He has started chemo and has finished the first of 6 treatments. And he says he has his good days and his bad days.
Okay.
Just like anybody struggling with cancer, I guess, would have.
Well, did he... Now, Dave Coulier, okay, mm-hmm. I obviously know, like, Uncle Joey.
Sure.
I feel like I might be, like, getting him jumbled in my head with, like, Bob Saget, though. Did Dave Coulier do something bad?
I think what Dave Coulier is most famous for is in 1996 when Alanis Morissette released Jagged Little Pill, the song You Oughta Know.
That's right.
The rumor at the time was that the song was about
mm-hmm.
Dave Coulier, and
yep.
all of the references in that song were Alanis' reaction to that relationship, the bad ending to their relationship.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, because I do be listening to a lot of Alanis still in 2024, so...
And that was a long running joke after that. Like, no one ever confirmed or denied. I met Dave Coulier, but I can't remember what year. It was in the mid 20 teens. And he was in our studio.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that question came up. And he never really, like, he kind of like played along. I don't think he ever 100% confirmed that that song was about him. And I don't think Alanis has either, or at least to my recollection.
Was it like a bad breakup? It would have to be, I assume.
It was a bad breakup.
Okay.
But I think that the two of them are cool with each other now.
Because that's what I was going to say. I'm like, maybe they're just cool with each other and they both just like play along to keep the mystery alive.
I think there's a little bit of that.
You think so?
That goes on. Yeah. It was a joke on Curb Your Enthusiasm, that television show, when uh-huh. Alanis Morissette guest starred on that show. So, yeah, I mean, it's been a joke for a very long time. It's an urban legend at this point.
Yeah, I don't know.
So we have good vibes at 6:55 on the way. We've got good vibes all morning long because the Cavs are 13-0.
Woo!
And there's a frog that is dancing all around the city,
bringing good luck to our Cavs.
If you don't know about this, we're going to learn all about the Cavs dancing frog coming up, the Q Morning Show.
Bill and Alyssa are real life, real Cleveland.
I listen every morning.
The
best morning soundtrack.
The Morning Show. This is the Q Morning Show on Q104. Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 6:55 on Q104.
Let's go to Westlake so we can talk to Christy. Christy, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Please share a good vibe with us.
Yeah, so I put in my first offer on a house in my entire life yesterday, and it got accepted. So I will finally be a homeowner in my mid-30s. I'm so excited. I waited such a long time to do this, and I'm so excited.
Whoa.
Wow. Wait. Okay, so you put in your first ever offer, and it got accepted same day?
Yeah.
That has to be so rare.
I didn't even know it was rare, so I feel so lucky that that happened. But yeah, I was so nervous to do it. It's a huge decision, but yeah, it got accepted. So it feels, you know, buying a house feels like dating. It's like you're trying to find the right one, and I finally did, and I guess it wanted me back.
Are people in your life telling you how rare it is? Because I've only bought 2 homes in my life, but in the home buying process, I must have put in, like, even moving back to Cleveland, I think we put in like 3 or 4 offers on homes.
Uh-huh.
All got rejected before we got the house that we got. It's a stressful process.
No, I haven't even told anybody yet because it happened so fast, but yeah. I didn't realize it's that rare. So I feel so lucky. I really do.
Wow.
It was meant to be.
Yeah, it was meant to be.
What was the one thing about this house that you were like, this is it? This is the one?
Just the style. I feel like a lot of houses, they just weren't, it didn't feel like me at all. And there would have been like 50 things I would have changed. And in this house, there's like 2. So it was just the one, you know?
Hey, when you know, you know.
Yeah. When you know, you know.
Are you staying in Westlake, Christy?
No, I'm going to move to Fairview Park.
Well, they're lucky to have you.
Yeah.
And you'll be Bill's neighbor.
Oh, wow. That's great.
He's right next to you in Rocky River.
Oh, that's great. Well, maybe we'll bump into each other sometime.
No, we don't get along with the Fairview Park people.
Okay, Bill. All right.
Okay. No, it's kind of a rivalry. Sorry.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't know there was beef there.
If I see you at the Target, I've got to ignore you.
Okay, fine.
Trick. Thank you, Christy. Thanks for calling up with your good vibe this morning.
Thanks so much.
216-474-0104. You can call, you can text, share your good vibe on the Q Morning Show. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. So this is going to be fun because everyone is talking about the hottest team in Cleveland, the hottest team in the country. That is our Cleveland Cavaliers, 13-0 as of last night over the win, because of the win over the Philadelphia 76ers. Over the course of the past few weeks, as this winning streak for the Cavs has been going on, and perhaps you follow the Instagram accounts or the social media accounts of Cleveland Vibes or Cleve or Leave. It's not just Instagram, is it, Alyssa? It's multiple social media platforms.
Yep, TikTok, Facebook.
So here in studio this morning, we have Katie, who is the founder of Cleveland Vibes. We have Eric, who works for Cleve or Leave. First of all, explain the origin of the dancing frog. Because we were talking about it on the show. Alyssa was the one who pointed this out. And she's like, why is there a dancing frog celebrating the Cavs win from last night? And I said, I don't know. So let's find out first the history of the dancing frog. Who came up with the idea of the dancing frog?
I was just memeing.
No, wait, where did you find the frog meme?
He popped up in my, I believe my TikTok algorithm. It was a meme about going to the fridge in the middle of the night to eat shredded cheese out of the bag. That resonated with me, yeah. And yeah, it just cracked me up. I just couldn't stop giggling.
And somehow your brain associated the frog with the win streak of the Cavs.
I saw we were 3-0. We were scoring a ton of points every game. Our offense was putting up crazy numbers. So I had a feeling that the streak was going to go for a little while. Yeah, so I said, post until Cavs lose.
And if you haven't seen this video, check our Instagram right now at the Q Morning Show. We reposted the frog celebrating.
She is not just any frog, though. She's kind of been our good luck charm. So tell us about why is Froggy here?
Frog came to Cleveland and wanted to dance. Knew that Cleveland was going to be a place where a lot of dancing happening this coming year. So that's why the frog is here.
So Cleveland Vibes and Cleve or Leave, both of our brands are all about positivity in Cleveland. We believe that there's enough places that are telling the story of why Cleveland isn't good enough. So our job is 100% to tell why Cleveland is amazing and the best place in the absolute world to live. So this is just goes in line with it. We saw that people love the frog. So, of course, we had to invite her to up here. To bless the land with her presence, and now she is the good. She lives here. She's full time. This is her home. And that's our job at Cleveland Vibes and Cleve or Leave is just to help promote positivity.
What has the response been from fans that are going to a Cavs game and they're on their way into Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse and they see the frog? Do they recognize the frog right away? They're in on the joke. They know what the meme is, or what's been happening?
There's definitely a good mix. Everyone leaves smiling, we've noticed, that for sure. But yeah, we've gotten a really good response from everyone. Cleveland's on board. The energy's high. We want to keep the energy high for this team this year because it's going to be a special season. And, you know, it's already been a special season. We've broken records already. So the Frog seems to be catching on with the fans quite a bit.
It's, people have bought in. The comment sections are hilarious.
I want to see that frog dance. We heard that. I want to see the frog dance tonight. We were outside of the stadium after the last home game with the Frog and the fans. Yeah, they all danced with the Frog. It was adorable.
Well, she is very special, and we're so happy to have her here as our good luck charm. And
you know what I do love about it on a national level is, taken out of context, no, if you're not in Cleveland, you have no idea what's going on. It's just a dancing frog. What does that have to do with the Cavs? I love that you really can't explain it. It's just people got to go along with
it. It's our own little inside joke as a whole city.
I love that.
Well, it is lucky, and it's green. You know, green's a lucky color. You know, luck of the Irish, that sort of thing.
The frog is now one of my Cavs mascots.
Right.
Moondog, what's the other guy?
Sir CC.
Sir CC and Frog.
The win streak frog. 13-0. Tomorrow night at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse is a big game. It's the Bulls again. So what will the Frog be doing tomorrow night at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse?
Frog will be there. Keep your eyes peeled. No matter what, Frog's going to be supporting. But yeah, the Frog will be there, especially if there's a victory.
Katie from Cleveland Vibes, Eric from Cleve or Leave. You can find them all over social media. And Dancing Frog, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Just something else that unites the city, brings us all together, and it's a big party for every Cavs game, and we love it.
Go Cavs.
One more time on social media, where's the best place to see Dancing Frog?
If you really want to get the whole origin story, you have to follow Cavs Frog.
All right, check her out, at Cavs Frog on Instagram. Long live the Frog. Froggy, we are so happy to have you here, and let's go Cavs!
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Alyssa, do you remember the conversation that we had the other day about mementos that you keep in a past relationship? So you break up, but you still keep like photos or movie stubs or, you know, something like that from a prior relationship.
Yeah.
Okay. So after we had that conversation, Danny reached out to us by IG at the Q Morning Show is our Instagram. And he's like, well, I've got something that my current girlfriend has from a previous relationship, and I thought this could be a good hash it out this morning. So, Danny, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Tell us what's going on between you and your girlfriend, Erica.
All right. So, Erica and I are planning on getting engaged. There's not really going to be any surprises or anything like that. We've both been married. It's our second time around.
Okay.
But Erica has informed me that she doesn't want me to get her an engagement ring. She said, you know, I've already been there, you know, saved the money, and, you know, we'd rather put it on something else, like a down payment on a house or, you know, maybe the car. I don't know. We'll figure that out, but.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Right. And I get it. But the real issue that I have is she still wears her old engagement ring from her previous marriage.
Okay.
Well, that's a doozy.
Yeah, and wants to keep wearing it, and it doesn't make me feel that good. And I would prefer she stop wearing that ring and let me get her something else that she likes, you know.
Well, that's a little different than a movie stub and a shoebox.
I'd say so.
You've got your old engagement ring from your previous marriage. Any follow-up questions for Danny here before we move on to Erica?
I mean, I guess that my biggest question really for you, Danny, is have you tried to explain how you're feeling to her and how it doesn't make you feel very good?
I've brought it up, but not on the radio.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we're going to do right now, because we're going to bring in Erica, your girlfriend. Erica, good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
I think we're all very interested to hear your side of the story on this. Why do you want to keep your old engagement ring from your previous marriage?
Well, I just want to say I know already, like, how this sounds and how it comes off. But the reason I love my ring is not because it reminds me of my first marriage at all. The reason I love my ring is because it's actually a family heirloom. And it's from my side of the family. So that is why I love it. That is why I wear it.
Okay. See, that makes a little more sense to me.
Erica, this is still a ring that your first husband, not me, gave to you when he proposed to you. And honestly, in my eyes, that's what it represents.
But okay, okay. Listen, I know that there's that. Like, I get that. But again, like, for me, I don't think about that day. Like, for me, when I wear that ring, I think about my bobki.
All right, Erica and Danny, hang on for just a second. Well, I don't know what to think. Normally, I would say something like, well, whatever you want. But still, it's something that hurts Danny. It doesn't make him feel very good that she prefers this ring over anything else that he could get her. What about you, Alyssa?
I mean, I understand this, especially if it's a family heirloom from her side of the family. I can understand how that, it's hard to separate the two. It might seem like it's easy to separate on paper, but my other question is, Erica, are you still wearing it on your left ring finger?
Yes, I do.
216-474-0104. Danny and Erica, they are about to get engaged. It's the second marriage for both of them. Danny wants to get Erica a new engagement ring. Erica's like, no, don't waste the money. Let's use the money for something else. Plus, she really likes her current engagement ring, the ring from her previous marriage that actually is a family heirloom.
From her grandmother.
216-474-0104. Whose side are you on here? Is there a compromise that we can think of to help out these two? The Q Morning Show, Q104. Your call's coming up. Q104. Thank you for being here this morning. It's Bill and Alyssa hashing it out between Danny and Erica, who are dating. They want to get engaged. They've both been married before. And Danny wants to go the traditional route and get Erica a new engagement ring. Erica's like, nah, don't worry about it. Let's save the money. Don't waste your money. I like the ring that I have. Mm-hmm. And he's like, what do you mean you like the ring you have?
It's from her ex.
Right. He's like, I like it because it's a family heirloom.
And that's the kicker.
And so we're wondering what to do here. And we've realized here in the last few minutes that there are people that have gone through this before. And so we're going to hear from some of them right now, like Angel in Wellington. Angel, good morning.
Good morning.
So how did you relate to this situation between Danny and Erica?
So I have a ring from my ex that is special to me because I designed it. I actually went to the jewelers, played with the diamonds, put them in settings, and I love it. I didn't wear it on my engagement hand. We did get married with bands, but afterwards, I still wear the ring.
And how does your husband feel about all this?
He's fine with it. We've been married almost 19 years.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that's a long time. I feel like it would have come up at some point if there was an issue.
So there was no new engagement ring for you, Angel. You just kept your engagement ring and you got wedding bands.
Right.
Okay. That's how it worked for Angel. How about Kim in Olmsted Township? Kim, this was an issue when you got married, or maybe not an issue, but this is something you encountered when you got remarried?
Actually, I love the setting so much that my current boyfriend replaced the center stone with a pink sapphire. And he gave it to me, and he could care less that I wear it. It's just such a unique setting that I kept it.
Oh, see, I totally get that, too. Like,
okay.
But it's still allowing him to, like, make it new for her, I guess.
So would that be an option for Danny to just replace the stone, and she would keep the setting of her grandmother's ring?
There's definitely a solution here. It could be the, like, you keep the setting, replace the stone, maybe put the stone into a necklace or something. There's definitely a way to work this out.
Melissa, listening to us in Painesville, she has a suggestion. Melissa, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I would, my suggestion would be to keep the ring, wear it on her right hand, but also have it blessed or have a prayer or something, you know, words said over the ring to have it blessed during their own ceremony to kind of make it their own and incorporate that love into the ring.
Oh.
And kind of get rid of the old
meaning behind it. Yeah. I totally get that. Like a connotation almost. It's actually kind of funny because my mom actually gave me her wedding ring from when her and my dad got married and kind of said the same thing. She's like, you can use the stone, you can use the setting, use it however you want, but like, I would like get it blessed or something because that marriage didn't work out. She's like, so I don't want to like have you go into something and, you know, like almost like a superstition.
Sort of have the ring exercised.
Kind of, yeah.
Something like that. But you didn't use your mom's wedding ring.
I did not. No, I did not.
Okay. Well, there's a ton of great suggestions there. And there's more suggestions coming in on the text machine as well. So I guess we can pass those along to Danny and Erica. And there's so much good advice out there. I mean, just choose what sounds good to you, I guess.
Yeah, there's so many good options here that I think would leave them both very happy and content. I don't think that the ring has to, you know, be burned, but like, there's definitely a way to do this.
And hopefully these two will be getting engaged soon then. The Q Morning.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Show Q104.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Hannah in Cleveland, good morning.
Good morning.
I have your three questions. Are you ready to hear them?
I'm ready. Let's go.
If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Here is question one. Which continent is known as the land down under?
Australia.
Question two. Megan Fox has announced that she is having a fourth child. Who is the father of that child?
MGK.
And question three. John Krasinski has been named People's Sexiest Man Alive in 2024. Who was given that honor in 2023?
Oh, I have no idea.
Hannah, not too bad. Two out of three today.
Okay.
Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio?
We'll see how Alyssa does compared to you. What are you doing this morning? Where are you off to?
On my way to work.
Thank you for having us on.
Of course.
Alyssa, it's Hannah in Cleveland.
Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. I feel like I did pretty good.
She did.
Oh.
A very respectable 2 out of 3.
Very nice, Hannah.
Thank you.
Alyssa, here's the three questions today. Which continent is known as the land down under?
Australia.
The score is 2-1 with Hannah leading the way. If Alyssa gets this right, she ties it. Megan Fox has announced that she is having a fourth child. Who is the father of that child?
Do you want legal name? Do you want, what do you want? I think we got Machine Gun Kelly. We got Colson Baker. Which one do you want?
She's showing off now.
Right,
so
show off.
We're tied at 2. Question 3. This will decide if you win the game outright today, Alyssa. John Krasinski has been named People's Sexiest Man Alive in 2024. Who was given that honor in 2023?
Ooh. Was it Paul Rudd?
That was my guess. I was incorrect as well. It was Patrick Dempsey.
Ah, McDreamy.
Which I thought was incorrect. I'm like, why? Last year? But is he still on Grey's Anatomy? Is that...
I have no idea. You want to know something? I've actually never watched Grey's Anatomy.
I haven't watched it since 2004.
Yeah, I've never watched. So I'm not on the McDreamy train, but I get it.
I just thought it was weird that Patrick Dempsey received that honor in 2023. You would think that would have been like 10 years before that. Irregardless. Is that a word? I don't think it is. Hannah,
Yes.
We have a tie today, so we are going to give you the Magic of Lights tickets.
Oh, awesome.
So very soon you can take the entire family, put them in the car, and go look at the lights at the Cuyahoga County Fairgrounds.
Fantastic. Thank you. My name is Hannah, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Shaboozy performing at the halftime show of the Lions game in Detroit on Thanksgiving Day. So that's 2 weeks from today.
That's already that close?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, boy.
The Q Morning Show, Q104. It's Bill and Alyssa. Thank you for joining us on this rain-soaked Thursday morning. So I was at the gym yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And at my gym, they have six treadmills.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So on the first treadmill was a woman. Then the second treadmill, no one was on it. Then the third treadmill, I was on it. Mm-hmm. Then the fourth treadmill, no one was on it. And then on the fifth treadmill, another woman was on it.
Okay.
And so we all have our earbuds in. And I think that we have different types of earbuds. Like I just have ones. Mine are just headphones so I can listen to music or podcasts.
Okay.
I can't make phone calls.
Oh, I see where this is going.
The two women on either side of me, they must have the Apple.
The AirPods.
AirPods.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were both on telephone calls.
Did you think that they were talking to you?
Well, no, because why would they talk to me at the gym? Nobody talks to me at the gym. I wouldn't think that they were talking to me. But they were talking. And they were both having simultaneous conversations, different kind, unless they were talking to each other, which would be really weird, but they were having their own conversations and it was distracting to me.
And you were literally smack dab in the middle of both of them.
Yes. One woman talking to me on the right, one woman talking to me on the left, or not talking to me, but talking.
Uh huh.
And I was listening to a podcast at the time and it was distracting because I kept hearing their voices.
Mm.
And I'm like, I don't like this. I don't like phone calls at the gym on the treadmill.
Honestly, though, props to them because, like, there is not a single soul that I would want to talk to, be it a work call, be it a personal call. There's nobody that I think I would want to talk to on a treadmill.
When you're at the gym.
When I'm at the gym. Like, what are you going to be, like, half out of breath? Like, yeah, so still working on that presentation for tomorrow.
Yeah.
We should be able to hit the deadline, get it in for approvals. Like, that would be me. Like,
I've thought about that before because a lot of times after the show, we'll have Zoom calls
mm-hmm.
with somebody. And I'm thinking, why can't I just do two things at one time and take the Zoom call while I'm on the treadmill? But you're right. It would be I would keep it on mute while the other person was talking. But if I ever had to talk, it would be, yeah, so this is what I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't do that. Maybe that just proves how out of shape I am as a person that I couldn't have a call on a treadmill happen, but
yeah,
good for them.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just adding that now to my list of annoying things at the gym. Like, I don't know if I've told you about this before, but there's another guy that I will see regularly,
mm-hmm.
and he wears jeans to the gym.
Are you serious?
Yes. Like, regular shoes and jeans.
And, like, it's not a bit. Like, it's not supposed to be funny.
No. And sometimes a polo shirt.
What?
And it seems like he's on his lunch hour at his work. And so during his lunch hour, instead of bringing a change of workout clothes with
uh-huh.
him, he'll just wear whatever he's wearing and go down and pull some weights. And, I mean, he's not getting, like, all super sweaty, I'm assuming, and not going back to work all super sweaty, but he does not take that extra step of bringing workout clothes. He just works out in whatever clothes he wore to work that day.
Again, kudos to him, because it couldn't be me.
I mean, at least he's getting there.
At least he's doing it. Do you know what, like, when I was working in an office, do you know what I did on my lunch break?
What did you do?
I would go down to my car and take a nap. I had my nap set down there. I had my pillow and my blankie.
In the car?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would take my little lunchtime nap, and then I got really dependent on them. That was really bad.
Didn't you always wake up when someone walked by your car?
Oh, I would drive my car to the part of the parking lot that nobody goes to. Yeah. No, I had a whole system down.
And just set an alarm and then go back to work when
yep.
it's time?
Yep. That okay. was pretty much it.
See, Alyssa says that she doesn't get exercise, but that's not true. Because yesterday, she almost walked 2 miles.
I did.
2 miles yesterday. Why did that happen? We'll get into it next. The Q Morning Show. Jelly Roll. And you've got the Q Morning Show. Q104. It's Bill and Alyssa. All right, Alyssa, spill it. What happened? Were you stranded yesterday? I know you didn't walk 2 miles because you wanted to.
I did have a choice in the matter. So I had to go get work done on my car. And, you know, we just moved to Parma Heights. I was in Middleburg Heights. And so it's not really the most bustling area in terms of, like, ride share and, like, getting somebody to pick you up. So I was like, it's going to take 25 minutes for a car to get here. It's going to take 35 minutes for me to walk home.
Oh, that's right, because you can tell on the app like how long it's going to take before they pick you up.
Yeah, so I was like, well, I've walked farther. Let's just do it. But see, what I forgot, though, is that I am no longer in sunny San Diego. I am in cold Cleveland. I did not have a hat. I did have a jacket, so that was good. I was very cold, though, and my ears about froze off my head.
Could you imagine if you had to do that today? You'd be soaking wet.
Yeah, I would be a lot more upset about it, I think. It was kind of a nice walk yesterday until my ears got really cold. Like, that's one of those things for me, again, that will make me cry, is if my ears get too cold. But it was actually kind of shocking. I went to get work done on my car.
So what did you get done?
Little backstory here. My grandfather has been harping on me for like 2 weeks that I need new tires. My tires are almost bald. You can't have those in the snow. This is in California. Your car is never going to make it through the winter. I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. It made it across the country. She's fine. Albeit, she has been making some weird noises that I have just been turning my radio up and like trying to not pay attention to.
Where are the noises coming from?
Don't know. Don't care. Not my business, honestly. That's my car's business, not mine. So I knew I needed tires, and so I went in there for that. And then I also, they called me, and they were like, yo, your rear brakes are, like, gone. And I was like, oh, that seems like it's probably important. I guess I'll get those. That feels like an unsafe situation. So I got my car all fixed up. She is ready for the winter months. And I came in this morning. I told Bill, I was like, she drives like a dream.
Like, imagine that.
I literally had no idea how, like, I didn't realize how poorly my car was driving and the noises, how loud they were until I drove to work this morning. I was like, this is so peaceful. Like,
I can't criticize you on the tires thing. I have not obtained new tires for my car. I remember buying 4 new tires before we moved here. So I was still in Arizona. So I haven't gotten new tires since then.
Oh, wow.
They've been rotated like a million times, but I haven't gotten new tires. And I feel like I have to, especially before the winter comes, because I'm just going to be sliding right off of 90.
If you really want somebody to check it out for you, I highly suggest my 81-year-old grandfather, because he will be a thorn in your side until you get those tires taken care of to the point where you're like, okay, man, well, chill. I just want you to stop harping on me, and then you go get it done.
I already have that guy here at the office, the guy who works down the hall. I don't think I should say his name, but we get to work at the same time. He's mentioned to me before about my driving and how fast I drive and how I was tailing him a little too closely on the way into the parking garage. He told me about my missing headlight. And then like 3 days later, because I hadn't replaced it yet, he's like, hey, man, when are you going to replace that headlight? And I'm like, Dad.
Stop.
I'll get to it soon.
Leave me alone. I guess it takes both kinds of people to make the world go round.
216-474-0104. Who needs attention on your car right now and you keep ignoring it? Like, what is wrong with your car and you're just like, I'll get to that
Or
someday.
Maybe you don't even know exactly what it is, but you're just like, it's probably fine.
There's something. Something might be wrong.
Something
I'm not sure.
Something is amiss. But again, it's none of your business.
216-474-0104. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Bill and Alyssa. 216-474-0104. Should we go to text first?
Yeah, I'm loving these texts that are rolling in because, honestly, it's making me feel so much better about myself.
Yeah, so yesterday, Alyssa went to go get some work done on her car. She ended up having to walk home because she had no other way to get home. Bryce was working. The Uber was like a half hour away. So she ended up just walking home 2 hours. But she got her tires replaced, which haven't been replaced in how many years now?
What a loaded question that I don't know the answer to.
Yeah. And then they probably just came with the car, right?
No, I don't know. Factory tires? No, because I've definitely blown a couple of tires from hitting curbs. So I've had a couple of them replaced.
So what did the text say coming in?
So we got one that said, I need a rear brake light fix for like 8 months now. And now there's a weird smelly smell coming from the car. Last time I took it, though, the guy said he didn't see anything wrong. So like Alyssa said, not my business.
Yeah. Not until something goes wrong, right?
My girl.
Kaylin in Garfield Heights, good morning.
Good morning.
What needs replaced on your car, but you haven't done it yet?
So, my windshield wipers. First one went out. I mean, it's not completely out, but it's like kind of, you know, the rubber part's not on it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, then I'm like, you know, one's fine, it'll do. And then now the other one, the rubber came off too, so every time it rains, I just get so mad.
And here we are, lo and behold.
Today.
It's a rainy Thursday morning, and how are you getting around?
Literally just dropped my kids off to school, like, oh my God, it's raining.
Are you like sticking your head out the window, like, I can't see anything.
I really can't. Terrible. I'm like, maybe I'll go stop at like AutoZone. I'm like, but it's raining. I don't want to get out.
No, I don't want to do that. Well, right. At least you sound like you're in a good mood for having some broken wipers today. So I love that.
Yeah, it is what it is. I'm used to it at this point.
Yeah. So it may or may not be taken care of today. Kelly is in Cleveland. Kelly, good morning.
Hi. That's funny. Kaylin is my friend. That's hilarious. I'm going to text her later.
Wait, really?
Like friend in real life?
Yes, I'm not kidding. It's in real life.
Wait, you guys should go take your cars in to get the work done together.
Yes,
that way you can hang out. Because that's the worst part is like waiting there by yourself. It's so boring. So at least if you have a friend.
Of course. That's so funny.
It'd be way better.
So what is it on your car then,
so
Kelly?
So I got into a car accident a little while ago, and they had replaced my driver's side door. And the window motor is not very good, so it goes halfway up and it'll stop. Then you have to press it back, and then it finally goes all the way up. Well, last night, I forgot to check it, and the window was down. So my seat is soaking wet, and I'm driving to work in my winter coat, sitting on my winter coat so my butt doesn't get wet. But, yeah, I have to replace that motor sometime soon.
Oh, no. Today was the day that it bit you in the butt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I think you and your friend Kaylin should get together today.
Oh, I think we will.
Yeah, I think that's a good plan. It sounds like you guys are both having problems with the rain specifically. So it feels like this is all... The stars are
aligning. Two for one deal.
Yeah.
Two for one deal.
Take the cars in somewhere. Go grab some lunch.
Exactly. Make a day out of it.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, I'm inspired. I need to go get my tires then. I just got to go buy new tires. That's all I have to do.
Or go talk to our coworker down the hall. He'll get you into shape real quick.
I'm not going to tell him about my tires. He's going to yell at me again.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com